Endeavor ISS, this is Houston ACR. Please stand by for a voice check from KUAT.
Endeavor ISS, this is KUAT. How do you hear me?
Loud and clear. How do you hear me?
Loud and clear. Mark, first let me say thanks for joining us. This is, to say the least, a long-distance phone call.
Yeah, this is pretty far, a couple hundred miles up, and I don't know what part of the planet we're over right now, but it's probably pretty far away.
I know a lot of people down here want to know, they know what you do when the space shuttle is moving along, you're the commander of that, but once it gets to the ISS, what's your role once you get there?
Yeah, so my personal role is I have a crew, including myself, of six people, and we've got a very packed timeline every day. We're doing the spacewalks. I personally suit the crew up and get them out the hatch, and one of my other crew members takes over for the time that they're outside. We have robotic operations that are being conducted actually right now as I speak. We have a lot of stuff we're transferring, cargo we transfer back and forth to the space station. But my job is to continue manage my crew as we're docked to the space station. It's really a joint mission. Since Paolo, Katie, and Dima left a few days ago and came home in the Soyuz, the station crew is now down to three people. Ron Garin is the U.S. segment commander. There's a Russian commander of the space station. And we work together to accomplish the mission objectives during this period of time.
You mentioned the crew leaving in that Soyuz. That's not a sight you get to see very often when you're on the station. What was it like to see that Soyuz pull away?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't see it because it was in the middle of our night. And these are very busy flights. And it's, you know, I wanted to get up in the middle of the night, but then that would impact my entire next day. So I didn't. So we haven't seen it. I'm really looking forward, though, to seeing the pictures that Paolo Nespoli took from the Soyuz of Space Shuttle Endeavour attached to the space station. I haven't seen them yet. I don't know if they've been out and available in the media. I'm sure as soon as they are, somebody from Mission Control is going to uplink them to us. But that's really what I'm looking forward to. But I didn't see the Soyuz pull away.
This is, of course, the last flight of Endeavour, which has got to make it a little bit more special for you. And if I understand correctly, both you and Scott have commanded Endeavour. Does that make it even a little more special?
It does. My brother was the commander of Endeavour on his last space shuttle flight. Endeavour was the vehicle I flew on my first flight, and then on my second and third, I flew on Discovery. So certainly after this, and after safely getting Endeavour back to the Kennedy Space Center, I think Endeavour will always have a special place for me.
Since you've had the opportunity to do a number of space flights, and I know it's something that a lot of our viewers and listeners dream about, talk about a little bit, if you can, the differences, for example, between being on the shuttle and being on the space station.
Well, the big difference is just the sheer size. The space shuttle, the cockpit of the space shuttle, is probably similar in size to the cockpit of a 747. That's the flight deck. And the mid-deck, while it's somewhat bigger, it's still a relatively small space. I mean, probably about the size of a master bathroom in a typical house now. But the space station internal volume is just pretty enormous. The Japanese experiment module, the GEM, the room I'm essentially in right now, this module is about 30 feet long, and from left to right here is probably a good 8 feet. And I can go flying through this module, make a right turn. It'll take me, you know, a minute or maybe a couple minutes to get to the back of the Russian segment where the service module is. So it's a big volume, and instead of floating, you literally are flying around the internal volume of the space station. It's really a lot of fun.
A lot of people here obviously are concerned about how Gabby's doing. Since you're in orbit, do you get a chance to talk with her as often as you'd like?
Well, we don't have a phone on the space shuttle, so I couldn't talk to her until we got docked after flight day three, and I was able to first get through on about day four or five of the mission. Since then, I've talked to her every night for me. It's usually early in the morning for her, 9 or 10 a.m., and it's right before I go to sleep. And she's doing really, really well, like always. She's got a really positive attitude, and her recovery's progressing. She's back at Tier at the rehab hospital. She got back sometime yesterday, and she's doing really great.
as we wrap this up, since this is Endeavour's last mission and your fourth, are you going to be staying with NASA, or do you even know at this point, just getting home safely?
We've got today's flight day 11. We've got 6 days in front of us. We land on flight day 17 at about 2 in the morning, hopefully at the Kennedy Space Center. And what comes after that for me, I don't know. I'm going to have to get back and think about it. I certainly do want to spend more time with Gabby and more time with Claudia and Claire. So I'll have some time to take some leave and think about what I'm going to do next. But I still got 6 days of this really, really busy flight ahead of me.
Mark, thanks so much for your time, and return safely.
You're welcome, Chris. Have a nice evening.
The preceding interview was recorded on Wednesday evening, following a judge's ruling on Jared Loughner's mental competency. Captain Kelly declined to comment. The Space Shuttle Endeavour and her crew are scheduled to return home at about 11:32 p.m. local time on Tuesday, May 31st.